Hello, Audio Boo. This is in response to Mel about the Audible app. Now I'm not posting this onto the VIP Advisors channel for a reason. It's just because I don't know the accessibility, how accessible and all that it is and stuff. So it's not going to really be useful on there. I don't actually use the app myself, but I know one or two people who do, one of which uses it on her iPhone and one of which who uses it on an Android phone, which is one of the Galaxy, can't remember which one it is, Galaxy S2 I think, or S3, one or the other, I don't know, but the person who uses the Android phone, she says that apparently, I'm trying not to disturb anyone. As I was saying, the person who uses it on the Android phone, they've said that you can actually buy the books using the app because they, I think there was a time when both these users have asked me to. They tried to encourage me to get the app because they know how much I love books. As anybody who knows me very well knows that I'm a very avid reader, and so both of these people have been trying to get to get the Audible app. I did get it, but then it wouldn't let me use it because I don't have an Amazon account. So I just got rid of it in the end. It was the same with the Kindle app. I couldn't use it because I didn't have an Amazon account, and I couldn't be bothered to sort of make one because I didn't want to put my card details and stuff into yet again another app or whatever, you know. So I didn't bother. But apparently you can. According to the person who uses an Android phone, they've said that apparently you can actually buy books from there, and you know, with the app. I don't know if that's just an Android thing or whether you can with the iPhone, because the person who uses the Audible app using the iPhone, I'm not sure whether she's bought books from using the Audible app. I think she has. And I don't really know much about the accessibility, whether it's an accessibility thing or not. I'll have to ask the friend who uses the iPhone, because the one who uses Android is not blind, she's fully sighted, so she's not going to know, whereas the one who uses the iPhone, she's fully blind, she's completely blind, so because she's completely blind, I'll have to ask her about it, whether the actual store on the Audible app is actually accessible or not. I'll have to find out for you. So I'll try and find out for you. But I don't know if that's an accessibility issue or not. I'm not sure about any of that. But like I said, I will try and find out for you if I can. I'll have to try and ask her and try and I'll have to ask her and try and see, you know, what she says, you know, try and find out what you know, what's what, and see what she says and see how accessible the app actually is, because it should be accessible because she said it is. But I don't, like I say, I don't know completely whether it's completely accessible or not, and if there are any inaccessible bits, because I don't use accessibility features as such. I don't need VoiceOver, like I've said before. I can't really help you there, but I'll try and find out as much as I can. Also, you asked for recommendations, which is another thing. I'm not putting it on the VIP Advisor channel because I'm not really sure whether they want, you know, they'd want to have me recommending books on there. I don't know. Maybe I will be able to, but I don't know. Cultural books I would recommend to you are An Arranged Marriage by Bali Rai. That one was a really, really good one. It was just really good. That one was good. I'd recommend that one. I don't know if you've ever read Brick Lane. I can't remember who the author is, but Brick Lane, that's another one, that's a good one. It talks about Bengali culture. I think the main characters were Bengali, I think, in that one. So, yeah, try that one. I'm trying to think of another one. Another one, I mentioned it in my other book. I think it was called The Namesake, that's another one, that's another good one. What's the other one? I can't remember what it's called. I can't remember what it was called. I'll find out what that one is. I think it was 100 Shade of White or something, I can't remember what it was called. There was another one. It was just another good one that I'd read. I don't know. I can't remember what that one was called. I'm trying to think what the cultural ones I've read. I've not really read many, like I said. Cultural books are not my usual thing. I'll read it if it's been sort of recommended to me. Then I often do read it, and you know, I surprise myself by liking them. But like I said, I am fascinated by different cultures and things, so I'm not sure why I don't try harder to sort of read them. I don't know, but those are those ones. Let me see if I can find out what that other one was called. I'm just gonna pause it a minute and I'll try and find out for you what the other book is called. It is called 100 Shades of White or something like that. It's by an author called Preeti Nair, something like that. Yeah, anyway, go check them out and have a go at, you know, see if you like any of them. Try and read them if you can and see if you like them. They're quite good ones. I thought they were good anyway. I'm not sure why I don't read cultural books more, but because I'm really intrigued by people and culture and stuff like that. But I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I think it's because of the style of writing and stuff. I'm always a bit, you know, iffy about, or what if it doesn't, you know, the style of writing isn't, you know, to my liking or whatnot. But I don't know what it is. But anyway, try those out. They're quite good ones. I always end up surprising myself though, because when I do read them, I end up liking them. So, try those ones and see how you go with those ones. And if you do get to read Purple Hibiscus, do tell me what you think of it, because I'd be really interested to hear what you think to that book. But anyway, I hope everything goes well for you at the hospital tomorrow, and I hope everything goes well, and, you know, I'll be thinking of you while in hospital and stuff. So, I just hope everything goes well for you, and that, you know, they say that you can, you know, that you're well enough to have the transplant and stuff. So, I hope everything goes well for you. Anyway, hope you're well, and hope you sleep well tonight as well. I shall speak to you soon. Knowing me, I probably won't sleep, but there you go, that's another thing altogether. but anyway, I shall speak to you soon. Bye.